Good morning. We're continuing Chayodim Hilchos Shabbos Klal Dalet, and we're learning Siman Aleph. We're discussing the various ideas that the Chayodim introduces in regards to Tchum. So the fifth point we mentioned four already. Number three was that Tchum doesn't apply when one is traveling on a river, not the rice. And number four was that when we discussed Tchum above ten tefachim, we measure from the riverbed. Where do we measure to? Do we measure to the bottom of the boat? We measure where the person is sitting higher up in the boat. So if we measure with the bottom of the boat, so our ocean-going vessels never come within 10 tefachim of the sea floor. That's their way above that. But sometimes the person is traveling on a river, and it might be relevant that it hits a point, the person's traveling in a small boat, hits a point where it's a shallow area, and the bottom of the boat is within 10 tefachim of the riverbed. But even in those scenarios, unless a person is traveling on a raft, many times, even if the bottom of the boat is within 10 tefachim of the riverbed, he is not. So do we measure from the bottom of the boat? Or do you measure from where the person is seated, where the person is walking around? So the answer is, most of you might guess, is a machlokes. So the standard assumption is we measure from the bottom of the boat. There is an opinion that says in a case where the bottom of the boat is like narrow and it's not an easy area for a person to use, a person really wouldn't be going down there and using it. Or you have these large vessels which the bottom area is not really made for people to use, that you measure from where the person is, not from the bottom of the boat. The Chayyarim does not want to rely on that opinion, but that Mr. Burris says it is a reliable opinion that a person can use the Makam Atzerach in a case of necessity. So now going back to our question, how does a person travel on a boat on Shabbos? He's going out of Tchum. The answer is he's always traveling above 10 Tvachim. So there's a Suffolk whether that's problematic or not. And since it's on water, we say Suffolk Derbon the Kula. If a person will be traveling on in a shallow area of water where he might be within 10 tefachim of the ground, it's still only a suffix. If the person knows that they reached, at some point, the bottom of their boat was within 10 tefachim of the ground, so now, at that point, a person would have to measure the lachos of tchum. If the person is, the bottom of the boat is within 10 tefachim of the ground, but the person is seated much higher, and the area where people use is only the higher area, not the lower area. So Makam Atzerach, a person can be assumed again that he's traveling above 10 tefachim. A person wants to travel on a train on Shabbos. So person's on a train, the train is going for days, and it continues traveling on Shabbos. Does he have a problem with Tchum? The place a person is seated on the train is above 10 tefachim. But here you're traveling not on water, but on ground. So you're dealing with Tchum Namalami Asur, you're dealing with Suffolk Deraisa. So a person is traveling on the train more than three parsa, 12 mil, 24,000 amas. You're dealing with a Suffolk Deraisa. So, well, arguably, he's not even traveling above 10 tefachim because the bottom of the train is mamish on the ground. So that's going to make it even more chumra. So a person is traveling on a train, these halachas will not apply. Person traveling outside of a city limits, an inhabited area, while on some type of vehicle which is moving, it's still going to be a problem if a person goes more than the prescribed area. So how large is this area? So he said that the tchum which we're mechuyim to keep, I mean rabbanon, the tchum is 2,000 amas. So how big is an amah? So this is well known that there are multiple opinions how large an amah is. Three well-known opinions is the opinion of the Goyen Rabbi Avraham Chaim Noe. He wrote multiple sources in regards to calculating the different shiurim. His primary goal was to justify the standard shiurim which were used in Yerushalayim at the time, to find them being supported and rooted in valid halachic opinions. So he was there to be matzik, the minig Yerushalayim came to the different shiurim, and he wrote these swarm to do that. He wrote that as a response to the opinion of the Chazon Ish, who felt that those shiurim were incorrect. So We have the Chazon Ish, and we have the opinion of the Gaon Rabbi Avraham, Chaim Noah, and we're also going to share with you the opinion of the Rav Moshe Feinstein Zatzal, the Gris Moshe, how to calculate an Amah. As we'll do that in the next year, and meanwhile, have a good day.